This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome in on a Tuesday, a couple minutes early, because we got a lot of stuff to do. We will go live to Steve Iserman. I'm actually in the world headquarters right now. We will carry the Iser address. And then whatever he has to say, we'll unpack it. We'll talk about it. If the hockey elite needs the Matterhorn or the bat signal, it is available. And then we will get to Brad Holmes, because I was on the phone with Cookies probably an hour ago. I told him, I thought he did a great job. And I thought Jim did a better job than I would do. I would have lost my temper, because I thought that was one of the most arrogant, patronizing, that was unreal. And I thought Cookies and John were gentlemen about it. You just let Brad do his thing. But wow, oh wow. Yeah. That was something. But see, I don't get upset anymore by it. I laugh at it. But Big Dog over here, he's got a big problem. So we're going to get into that at 3. And I got to know where to sign up for the book club. So look, we got a jam-packed show. And that's before we even get to the Pistons, the Tigers, Bill Belichick in this hostage situation, I mean his relationship, so much to do, so much stuff. What are we getting out of Iserman? Let's go around the room real quick. But we start with our hockey elite, Kenny T. Cott.
We're not going to get anything. We're going to get almost nothing, very little in this press conference. You wouldn't believe how little we're going to get here.
But you know what? He's going to dress very nicely. Very nicely.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we getting from Iserman? I'm being serious.
We're not going to get much. Steve Iserman is really, really good at saying nothing for long periods of time when he speaks. It's almost like he's filibustering a question when he answers it. I don't think we get anything from
one question. If you were allowed to ask a question, what would it be?
I would be, how accelerated is this process during the offseason going to be in terms of the rebuild, in terms of trying to make the playoffs? What's the urgency level of that?
I can answer that. We have a plan, and, you know, we don't know when the plan will take root, but we have a plan in place.
I think the thing that bugs me, and look, I think I'll carry the same opinion through with Iserman, with Brad Holmes, with any executive in sports. I don't feel that I always laugh because, again, it's like this job. You're not a cardiologist, all right? You're not a detective solving sex trafficking crimes. You're not renegotiating geopolitics, all right? None of this is really that important. I mean, the reality is team executives play fantasy football with other people's money. They're flesh peddlers, okay? And we're the idiots who talk about it. None of any of this is serious. Our job's to entertain you, hopefully 11 minutes a week. Their job's to provide a product good enough to get money out of your pocket. This isn't that serious. So I always laugh when these executives cease to be human beings about stuff. It's goofy. Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, they're, you know, it's the secret to the 11 herbs and spices. You can't know what I know because I know.
What's the 11, what company is that?
KFC.
That's KFC?
Yeah.
And then what, Dr. Pepper's the 26 flavors?
Yes.
I got it. Okay. I wasn't being smart.
Flavors.
Is it 23?
Yeah.
Tastes like 26. A lot of flavors. Oh, no, we're done. We're good. If you're just joining, I want you to understand the reason Kenny's POTUS imitation has made the air is this is the only way he's talking off air. It bled into Kenny and Evan on a podcast.
It blends into real life, and it's very difficult to stop.
It's fantastic. I love it. I think it's fun. All right. So look, we'll go down there live. Hockey Elite's going to follow. We'll get into the Brad Holmes stuff. We have audio. Great interview if you want to hear it in its entirety, because Brad was politely verbose. Odyssey.com Rewind. Give the morning show some love. You can listen to the whole damn thing. We're going to give you the best, including Brad Holmes does not understand why he's asked about pass rushers. Just say you understand it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I understand.
Do us all a favor.
We didn't work out that way, but I like the people we got.
You can do it a million ways. As Rico put this, full credit to Rico, who's not in a Caribbean green shirt today. It is just black.
I figured I'd keep it simple for you.
I don't know. Does Crayola have a fancy name for the black crayon? We'll find it. The point is.
African-American.
No. No, just none of this. No. What are we doing? But we can get into it because you put it best. That's supposed to be a very easy interview with the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Two polite guys.
Yeah.
And Brad cracked a beer bottle and started waving it around the room. And you're like, okay, you're a little triggered over this.
He turned a softball into a grenade.
I don't know how
he did that.
A lot of violence. All right. So look, Iserman. We're going to carry it. How long we stay with this really depends on the content of the press conference. For me personally, I'm just hopeful. I'm not trying to set unfair expectation, nor am I asking anyone to do anything rude. But asking Steve about, do you believe you should be fighting for your job this year? That's a legitimate question. Do you believe you have to make the playoffs or else? You know, what are you going to do between now and opening night to advance this? You know, ask about, again, Dylan Larkin threw shade at you.
Yeah, pretty much saying the locker room was, you know, disappointed when they didn't go all in at the trade deadline.
I wonder if the Larkin thing is going to be addressed. I wonder if anybody's going to ask about that.
How are you in that room if you don't?
If you're in that room and you have a media credential of any sort, you have to ask, hey, your captain, the captain that you picked for this hockey team, the captain of the last several years, basically threw shade at you.
What's your response to that?
Am I wrong in thinking that's like the first thing he gets asked?
It should be one of the first couple.
That's not gotcha media or anything. No. It's like, look, you haven't addressed this. Your captain spoke. Have you spoken to Dylan? What was your reaction to it?
You use the term media loosely because a lot of people aren't media. They just go down there to say, hey, everything's going to be good next year, right?
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to give the people in the room enough credit to say they're going to ask. If they don't ask, then Rico wins. I got nothing for you.
I wouldn't be surprised if they came out and gave this announcement of new something or nothing something next year.
All right, now listen. You're several lunches deep. You're approaching like owing the mob money here.
Do you want? Oh no, I'm not that deep. You want to know why? It's a tournament, buddy.
What? Oh, I owe you two. You're down three, so you're down one.
No, I'm down. I lost one.
Do you want to go double or nothing? It will be asked in the Iser thing, or do we want to keep this lunch free?
We can keep this lunch
free. A lot of lunches.
Yeah.
So many.
You owe me.
I love lunch. All right.
A lot of pizza, a lot of sandwiches.
Stop.
Maybe even some burgers.
Okay, please.
Some chicken wings.
So we're going to carry it live and get to it. Now, David, a quick question on the listener's behalf. How are we handling this if this starts late? We're just going to package breaks?
Yes, we will.
All right.
And I'm listening for it now. We'll see.
Are you hearing the murmur at the world headquarters?
I am hearing the murmur. I'm hearing a lot of laughing right now.
Okay, stop.
He's in town today, ain't he?
Is he?
I think he is.
I'm always here, Rico. I'm always in town.
That's definitely not true. Do we have any early ticket text leading up to the Iser plan deal? And again, the Brad Holmes thing is going to be hot later. I promise you, I'm not angry. I actually just laugh at it. It was really wild to hear that level of, man. He really think his duty don't stink. That's something. Yikes.
Kenny's great Trump impression. You're only about 8 years too late, Chris and Ojai.
No, I know. It's just, guys, you have to understand. I know he's not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
We are not taking any credit for doing something cutting edge. It was just, where did that come from?
I just like that Steve Iserman's about to speak, and that's what people are texting about. We have, what questions would you like to hear Steve ask? What would you like to hear him respond to? And that's.
But Kenny, you know this. I've tried to teach you this over the years. Radio is a reactionary game. WPRE, preview radio, that doesn't do it. It's reactionary. This is the town hall where we react to the things that happen, and that's how the game works. I don't expect hockey fans to be piling the phone lines and the ticket texts right now in advance of Steve speaking. I just don't. I think people are waiting, and when it's over, I'd like to think we could put the bat signal up for the hockey elite and have a real conversation.
Yeah, they always show up.
They do a good job with their sport.
I just don't think he'll say anything.
Yzerman live. Let's go to it.